one of the strongest roles that's needed in these areas is a product owner. The product owner is at the core of most of these decisions, and really has to have a full working understanding of both what the customer needs, what the platform strategy and what the targets are, as well as how each of the different business strategies are evolving.
From InterSystems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
We're here today with Jim Hyman, the AVP of Product Services and Management in the Clinical Digital Solutions space at Northwell Health in Long Island, New York. Northwell is a health system based in Long Island with 5,200 beds and 17,000 providers across 20 hospitals and other healthcare facilities. So it's a very large health system in its market. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So the theme for today's conversation will be the power of a platform. Jim, you've worked with a lot of different platforms in the past. You've worked with developing a health information exchange internal to Northwell. You worked with a more regional HIE in your past for data management, organizational efficiency, community partnerships. Let's talk about the power of platform. What sort of platform are you building? What's your strategy? How does it fit in with Northwell?
Cool. Yeah. And so again, I think that platforms in general are really catalysts to being able to do a lot. Right now, we've kind of pitched this notion of strategic platforms, whether they're embedded with some other strategic partnership with the main vendor or really central to our enterprise digital services kind of solutioning space. And so, again, we've got a couple of things in the mix right now, but really looking at the power of a platform and the way that it kind of enhances the ability of a business to scale. And really using a systematic approach to really solving challenges, as well as putting in place a consistent foundation and framework to be able to continue to deliver. And so at the core of that really is data. Data is the core to most of the information on the platform, but then building out robust services and functions, as well as kind of the interoperability layer that sits in between extracting the data and getting in front of a user.
So there's a lot to unpack there. So we're talking about a strategic platform with a systematic approach. That's a good abstract approach to generally what a strategic platform is. I'd like to dive right into a particular use case and walk through exactly how you're executing on this strategic platform data. Would you be able to walk us perhaps through how you've been setting up the HIE example with the data platform?
Sure. A couple of different things, right? So we've got this notion of having a core services or a foundation team, a system team, and then various levels of other key roles, whether it's data normalization, data ingestion, data utilization, how we send data outbound, and then what other strategic services are then built on top of that data. So all of those become different roles in that larger ecosystem. But the ability to, the biggest thing that we kind of think about in that framework is not just the things that we're doing, but the things that are being requested for the future. And really, once you have that foundation in place, that's the starting point for what you're going to do with the platform. It's not the ends. And so often in conversations that we have as organizations and how we're going to address problems and challenges, we often think that once we set up the technology layer, in some cases we're done. It's not. That's the beginning of all of the cool and the cool solutions that can be built on top of the platform, leveraging it at scale.
So how would you build out a strategic informatics platform?
It's a great question. So again, I think we would build it by first allocating resourcing to each one of those key areas that I spoke about before: data ingestion, data orchestration, and then outbound data utilization, interop, solution management, or products that we build on top of that, from, you know, using data as a product, or even some of the functionality as a product on top of that. So setting that up is the key foundation and framework. And then once we have those components running, we'd move more into kind of step two, which is at the same point in time of care and feeding of the platform, where we essentially have this kind of notion of incremental innovation built baked into the infrastructure. So you're always modifying and advancing what the core platform can do. At the same point in time, you're taking some of the native services, you're building out native service offerings and delivering those to customers. And so at the same point in time, building a healthy roadmap or use cases intake form from different, you know, clients within your organization, outside your organization, to be able to deliver at really a predictable speed to those to those entities that you're delivering a service for. And so it's really each of those different steps, and then really, you know, then, you know, your platform goes into ongoing maintenance mode, which is, again, innovation baked in to continue to scale the platform, include different and new features as part of what the platform can do, whether that's adding in layers of artificial intelligence, potentially bringing in other software providers into the mix, and other, you know, cloud native services into the mix that can continue to enhance your platform, maybe doing a couple of POCs while with one area of your platform team, where at the same point in time, you know, you have another group that's really running service implementation and taking one of the outbound services that we have. And, you know, from the HIE standpoint, data interoperability or strategic data interoperability is a key part. So to give an example, we've got a team that's working on strategic outbound data interoperability to synchronize data between, whether it's two different systems or possibly even very targeted synchronous interop, where maybe a handful of patients from a common department that's maybe on a risk contract or something, and then kind of keeping that downstream up to date. At the same point in time, we're working on, you know, kind of replacing or augmenting the back end from an innovation standpoint with new tools, new cloud native service offerings, whether it's, you know, looking at companies like Databricks or other AI providers, where we can, you know, add more intelligence, more rules into the mix, where we can continue to scale out the types of offerings that we may have as an organization and on the services. So at the same point in time of delivering at high scale and speed or predictable speed, we're also trying to make things faster, low code, no code offerings, et cetera, on top of that platform. And so really getting into that systematic framework it's really helpful, and the ability to kind of replace the batteries of the car while the car is flying down the road at the same point in time is the new way of working.
Right. So replacing the batteries of cars going down the road, or building the airplane while we're flying it, the common metaphors in the industry. You said one of the main reasons that somebody would be interested in building out a strategic informatics platform is to enhance a system at scale. You've just mentioned about 24 different initiatives or criteria that you need to keep track of in order to move the platform forward. And then at the same time, you're also adding innovation with all these different POCs and cloud native services, adding in AI. How do you make sure that nothing, I guess there's an agile managed project management, but how do you make sure nothing falls through the cracks? How do you keep it all organized and streamlined and efficient so that you can scale? Because again, imagine this can all end up very much like a rat's nest of projects, and things get lost and things get miscommunicated and siloed. How do you make sure that the platform actually enhances scalability instead of just confuses everything with many different parts moving at the same time?
So, and then there's a couple of different things that kind of ground us. Obviously, finances and how to fund these type of initiatives ground us. There's also key business strategies that ground us, and also, you know, some of our own platform strategies ground us. So that's key to understanding, well, what types of requests we're taking in. What are we doing with these requests? How are we scaling the platform? How do we prioritize those architectural enhancements at the same point in time as, you know, do we take on this net new customer request or do we fix the infrastructure? And so there's a bunch of very complicated agile processes that we follow in order to assess properly the prioritization of these different kind of aspects. And so, you know, while it's not necessarily easy, we're able to, in usually a single pane of glass from a project manager or sort of product management perspective, look at all of these different things and be able to make those decisions, you know, kind of looking at, you know, comparing those things pretty much side by side and looking at both the future growth that, you know, that incremental innovation is going to do and how much faster we'll be able to deliver to customers and compare that against, hey, these two new customer requests, when they're going to get it, how they're going to get it, its scale and maturity when it gets into a customer's hands, and be able to make very key informed decisions on how to prioritize work. Sure. I'd also say very clearly is a product owner. The product owner is at the core of most of these decisions. And really has to have a full working understanding of both what the customer needs, what the platform strategy and what the targets are, as well as how each of the different business strategies are evolving to be in the right driver's seat to help make all of the decisions around prioritization and really the tactical operations in this space.
So even when you have a product owner who's fully aware of what the customer needs are, what the platform strategy is, what the business strategy is, and you go through the agile process, you find your priorities, you understand what needs to happen, as you mentioned, there still may be financial constraints. So how would you walk through the, you know, financing aspect, the corporate budgeting in light of the power of producing a data platform?
So the way that we've been able to kind of parlay these things together, we've really been able to combine this notion of support, delivering on additional customer success, and really encapsulating the rest of the growth of the organization. And how do we take some of these things that we've done and continue to scale them out? We've been able to have a fairly lean portfolio around the HI, around this particular platform that we've been working on for a while. And so essentially, we've essentially been able to budget for the people at a much higher scale than we normally would do things on, a project by project basis. And so that's been key for us as an organization to essentially have a stable funding to, quote unquote, the platform team. So to this platform, which really allows us to do kind of all three of those aspects, the support aspects, the continued delivery on customer success, as well as that kind of back end or incremental innovation to continue to advance the platform strategy, and really wrapping all three of those into kind of a single budget line item where, you know, from a funding perspective, a key piece of that is the continue operate maintenance of the platform, but then the ability to continue to deliver and expand its growth and utilization.
I'd like to ask you about some key performance indicators for success. How do you evaluate whether your platform strategy actually is meeting these delineated business strategies, financial strategies, and platform strategies, right? How are you meeting those goals? And when I ask you to elaborate on these KPIs, I'd like to ask if you could ground it within a particular project, perhaps HIE, perhaps AI or cloud native services or some POC that you've done, just a small use case where you looked at KPIs and evaluated how a particular project has done against the organizational goals that you set out to meet.
Sure. And, you know, again, I think there's it's interesting because we kind of have our hand in a lot of different use cases. So often it's hard to allocate the appropriate resourcing to measure the success of everything that we're doing, but we do it on a targeted basis. So for example, you know, looking at some of the core services that we provide, it's easier. We can go by number of clicks. We can go by number of notifications. We can go by, you know, how much data is being used, and put in front of a clinician at the you know, right clinician, right time, right patient. And how does that continue to scale? In other more granular use cases where it may not be as easy from our core services side, look at data interop. We can look at, you know, system success, how often we've been able to do targeted notifications on a given, let's say, a risk contract that we have that we're, you know, trying to limit readmissions on. It's a little bit easier to do that. There's a potential for a readmission. We were able to potentially offset that from a notification. We can measure how many of those occurred pre and post, and be able to deliver on those types of KPIs. And then on our third space, which is really full stack application development, where we've been able to essentially, you know, from data to through UI, we've been able to measure both, you know, again, a lot of this is getting is used to get providers and office staff and operational staff off of spreadsheets doing certain types of follow-up activities on patients. We've been able to, the success first off is looking at how much more efficient the users are. Again, also hard to manage, hard to measure, but at the same point in time, you know, obviously truly rewarding in terms of some of the services that we've been able to offer, the scale that we've been providing. And one of the things, and then from a kind of a platform support, maintenance, and kind of exploration, future growth, we essentially use this measure of, we want to essentially be in the 60-40 range of where we're delivering net new enhancements and features to customers. So 60% being allocated towards either a net new feature or a major feature enhancement to our customer base, where 40% being smaller enhancements, keeping the lights on, and other types of activities. As those numbers start to shift to 40-60, we know that we haven't necessarily met enough of the platform strategy enhancements, or maybe we're getting bogged down somewhere too much in net new development, where we know that that's expensive. We know we need to rely on partners to do a lot of that kind of, you know, larger innovation outside the incremental. And so those are some of the things that some of the different measures that we use as a team. Every quarter we use agile cadences, and then the other measures that we use are looking at speed to market, number of bugs, times to address bugs, some of the standard stuff around you know, kind of the internal operations on that front. So we're looking at many different KPIs across all levels of performance, to business strategy, to customer, to platform, and obviously internal engineering performance.
So Jim, we are approaching the end of this podcast episode. You've taken us through a lot of information, from KPIs to building the platform, to what's driving the build, to how to organize it, how to allocate resources. As we wrap up this episode, I'd like to ask you, since you've been at Northwell for quite some time, if you could think of an anecdote to illustrate some of the value that has been brought to Northwell or actualized through having this data platform strategy. If you could tell maybe a story of some providers or some patients or some internal customers, somebody at Northwell who has benefited and seen value actualized from your data platform strategy.
Yeah, and again, it's hard to pick one. We probably have close to 300 different solutions into our Northwell ecosystem that have the HIEs, the background or the backdrop. And so that in and of itself highlights the power and the investment in this strategic informatics platform that we've kind of developed upon. I still think that the most obvious and clear growth area for us is still in the value-based care world. Eight to 10 years ago, a market without any solutions in it, we've been able to create one of the most robust back, kind of platform sets of capabilities to get essentially manage cohorts at scale, and kind of get those a breadth of services to our care navigators in many different regards, whether it's managing gaps in care or notifications when someone's presents at one of our facilities, or essentially managing a list of potential follow-up patients after an inpatient visit to make sure they're getting their follow-up care and their referrals properly managed. We've been able to do a lot. And so I think that's probably, where people don't necessarily have large solutions otherwise. In many cases, things that the EMR doesn't or the standard EMR doesn't necessarily do, finding those gaps, scaling them out, and being able to put those solutions in front of customers.
Thank you. For our listeners, this has been Jim Hyman, the AVP of Product Services and Management in the Clinical Digital Solutions space. Today, we've spoken about the power of platform, how we've managed population health, how we've leveraged data to drive innovation, to actually improve patient outcomes, financial returns for the organization, and a culture of innovation throughout the organization to drive key business strategies forward. So, Jim, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jordan. It was a pleasure.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.